In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Oren Hartove. Hello, Oren.
Hey, how are you, Andy?
Good. Where do you live, Oren?
I live in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken. Are you from Hoboken or are you from northern Jersey?
I'm from all the way up against the New York border, basically, in Woodcliffe Lake is where I grew up.
Oh, sure. Okay. It's like the last stop on the parkway there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. So you're a Hudson Valley resident. What brings you to Hoboken besides the bohemian lifestyle?
It's mostly the bohemian lifestyle, but it's really the proximity to the city, which is where I work.
Oh, okay. What kind of job do you have?
Yeah, I'm an editor for a company called Gear Patrol, and Gear Patrol reviews all sorts of different products, and I'm the guy who reviews watches, wristwatches.
Interesting. How old are you now?
I am going to be 30 shortly.
Now, you have been studying music quite a while. You went to Berklee College of Music, right?
I did, yeah. I went to Berklee. I've been playing about 20 years. I went there. My younger brother went there, so it's become a real sort of part of the family history.
Everybody in your family kind of musical?
My grandfather and my father's father was a band director, incidentally. My father played, and my mother plays.
What did you study at Berklee? What was your main instrument?
I was a guitar principal, but what I studied is called contemporary writing and production, which is a mix of, arranging and producing music.
We're going to play your song, a very cool song, Never a Good Time for a Broken Heart, which is kind of jazzy. So you got kind of an old soul, it sounds like, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's certainly, Berklee is based on contemporary music education, so jazz is sort of the core curriculum rather than classical, and that sort of pervades my music, I think. I gravitate to a whole bunch of different kinds of music and try not to pigeonhole myself. The thing that holds it together is sort of jazz harmony, so a little bit more complex chords and rhythms and things like that.
Okay, so you write about watches. You went to Berklee College of Music, and you were an Israeli paratrooper. Why did you do that?
Probably because we're just crazy in my family. But that also, you know, the music runs in the family. My father was also a paratrooper in the IDF, and I think it rubbed off. And he and I served in the same battalion, about 40 years apart.
Was that by design or just coincidence?
You know, sort of by design. I realized it was going to be in a regular paratrooper battalion, not special forces, and I could, you know, sort of had some influence over which one I wanted to go into, and I figured may as well continue the family tradition, so I ended up in 202, which is where my dad served.
Wow. What did that experience as an Israeli paratrooper teach you, besides to fold your own parachute?
I think I need to work on that skill.
Better get it right.
It's a lot about discipline, a lot about working with other people, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of that really informed sort of the way I make music now, the way I put bands together and recording sessions together, and just sort of those lessons pervade everyday life, and they're really sort of universal.
Wow, well, keep it going. I think you're the very first, if I'm not mistaken, Israeli paratrooper to be on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight.
I would be very surprised if there was a second one. I'd want to meet that person.
I've done a bunch of interviews. You never know. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Oren Hartove. Oren, what do you enjoy most about music?
You know, what I really love is playing live, but that's the thing I've done the least recently. What I have control over is writing and recording. So I plan to continue doing that. I have a bunch of songs coming out and writing, recording some new ones. I have one tune coming out every 2 weeks for four tunes, and then a whole bunch more that I'm just haven't produced yet that I'm working on now. And when they all sort of come out and they're all together, I hope to combine that into one sort of cohesive recording.
Today, it's all about singles, isn't it?
It's very much all about singles, and it's also sort of when I want to produce something to the degree that I like and with the caliber of musicians that I like, it's very expensive. And so doing it all at once is a little bit beyond what I can afford. So this is sort of, it's how I can afford to do it, and it's also sort of a singles world. It's both of those things, I think.
Well, it sounds like you put in the time and the money on Never a Good Time for a Broken Heart. Tell me a little bit about the song.
This tune was one I started writing when I was about 19, after my first year at Berklee, and I wrote the chorus to it. And as is sort of my want, it sat for a long time. And it actually took me over a decade until now when it was finally recorded and put together and finished. You know, it started as this one idea of something that my best friend said to me at the time. We were having a discussion and he said something that was sort of neither positive nor negative. It was just sort of this neutral sentiment. And that's where the title of the song came from, and it was just sort of built from there.
So it's not based on a true story?
It's based on sort of a feeling, I guess. It's based on sort of self-awareness and just trying to be thankful for the people that you have around you when life is difficult.
You talked about live shows. Do you have any live shows coming up in the area?
I don't. I wish I did. But what I do have is I'm able to pick and choose the best musicians I know from Berkeley and elsewhere and put them together for whatever tune I want. I think that's paid dividends, and I think, you know, I'm hoping people hear that come through in the music.
Where can people find out more about Orrin Hartov? You got a website?
My stuff is on Spotify under my name, Orrin Hartov. It's on Google Play and also on iTunes and Apple Music. And they can find me also on Instagram, ohartov, O-H-A-R-T-O-V, is where I sort of publicize a lot of that stuff.
There he is. He's Orrin Hartov, yeah, from New Jersey. And here is the song, Never a Good Time for a Broken Heart, in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Hey, way to go, Orrin. Good to hear from you, and stay in touch.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.